Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are here 3 days out of the week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tonight, Brother Barney is going to be sharing the true word of God. And, of course, when Barney shares, I have to say the power in the word is truly a blessing. So, please, we're going to open up service, so please stand by. Do not go nowhere. We'll be right back. But while we're taking remission, get your Bibles, pencils, papers, get that coffee percolating. Sit back, relax, and do not go nowhere. We will be right back. God bless. Praise God. Well, let us open up service, and then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Barney. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and before I even pray this prayer, Father, I pray, Lord, for forgiveness. Father, if I said anything, Lord, or done anything, Lord, that was not pleasing to you, Father God, I pray that your mercy would fall upon me in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight I pray and ask, Father God, for this Holy Spirit, Lord, to flow through every caller and through every listener, through every soul, Father. And Father God, I also pray for the Holy Spirit to flow through this radio station, through this ministry, Father God, and to be upon Barney also in the name of Jesus. Lord, I also pray for a special anointing, Lord, tonight, Father, to be upon the word, Father God, as we thank you, Lord, for the word that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray to my Father that your word, Father, will plant the seed of good fruit, Lord, that we may bear good fruit, Father God, as your word, Lord, remains a lamp unto our feet, Father, as it leads us and guides us in the right direction, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise you always, and we'll always glorify your name as we exalt you up high. In Jesus' precious holy name we say amen and amen, and God bless everybody. Well, Barney, God bless you. Back to you.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you for that, Nancy. God bless all our callers, our listeners. God bless each and every one of you. And before we get started, as usual, for our new listeners, I'd like to announce our belief. We are non-denominational. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. And we believe he's alive and he's risen on the third day. And we believe he's coming back at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet. We also believe that you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And we are not affiliated with any other radio station or prayer line. Amen. Glory goes to God. We're going to go ahead and get started. And tonight we're going to read out of the book of Acts, Acts chapter 8. But in order to get a better understanding of Acts chapter 8, I'm going to start off in the last part of Acts chapter 7. In Acts chapter 8, we will see there's a lot in there, but we will see how God planned to lay down the foundation of the church and how persecution fits in place and why was there persecution. Why is there persecution? And we will also see how different types of people, different types of characters respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version. And just before Stephen was murdered for the sake of the gospel, that started the persecution and the scattering of the apostles. And that's what we're going to start with at Acts chapter 7 at verse 54. And it goes like this. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gashed on him with their teeth. They was referring to the Jewish religious leaders. After Stephen was talking to them and prophesying and telling them about the gospel. In verse 55, but he being full of the Holy Spirit, Stephen, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stepped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. In other words, they all attacked Stephen in one accord and cast him out of the city. And they stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their coats at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Now this is Saul, the apostle Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Amen. Father God, we come to your throne of mercy and grace by the blood of the Lamb in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And Father God, we come to you not empty-handed, but we offer you praises, honor, and glory to your holy name. Lord, we ask that you would open eyes and ears and prepare our hearts to receive your word. And Father God, let us apply your word to ourselves and let us examine ourselves through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And as we apply your word to ourselves, let your word grow in our hearts and let it bring forth much fruit for your power, for your glory, and for your kingdom. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Yeshua, amen and amen. And Acts chapter 8, verse 1, it starts like this. And Saul was consenting, in other words, approving unto his death, unto Stephen's death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Verse 2. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hearing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Amen. So this persecution of Stephen started the scattering of the disciples, and they went everywhere and scattered, but they didn't just disappear. They went to preach the gospel, the word of God, wherever they went, nonstop. Glory goes to God. And in Acts 1, chapter 1, 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and also Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. So this is prophecy being fulfilled, and this is the purpose also why they're scattering. And this is what we see happening in Acts chapter 8. Amen. Continuing Acts chapter 8 from verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Amen. So as Philip was preaching, there was being miracles being done, and God wanted this to happen in order so they could be put more attention to the word that Philip was preaching to them, and plus the grace of God, God gave them miracles and healed them. Verse 7, for unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Verse 8, and there was a great joy in that city. Amen. Glory goes to God. People are being healed and delivered out of demons and evil spirits, unclean spirits, and they're healed. The sick are healed, the lame can walk, and they're hearing the gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is being preached to them. Verse 9, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria. This is very important to understand. Simon, he was a sorcerer. And look what it says. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Amen. So Simon, because of his evil doings, a lot of these people also, because of that, they could have been had unclean spirits. Verse 10, to whom they all gave heed. They all gave heed to this Simon the sorcerer, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. They believed, they actually believed that Simon was a great power of God. And to him they had regard. Because of that, of a long time, he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. So now, after hearing and obeying and respecting Simon the sorcerer as a great man of God with great power of God, the first time they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God being preached to them, and they gave glory to God, both men and women. Amen. Glory goes to God. Verse 13. Then Simon himself believed also. we got to remember now what it says here. Simon himself believed also. He was a believer. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. He was also baptized. He believed, and he continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now, when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the disciples heard what's going on, and all kinds of people are hearing the gospel and welcoming the gospel. The disciples sent Peter and John to help out. So it says in verse 15, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. The Holy Spirit fell upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit did not fall upon them. Yes, they was delivered from bad spirits, unclean spirits. They was made healed. They heard the gospel. They got baptized. But look what it says. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. But in Matthew 28, look what it says here. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory goes to God. Back to Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Before the disciples went on into Samaria to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom, Simon the sorcerer was in the spotlight, in other words, highly respected of the Samaritans. But now he sees that the true word of God has power to deliver people and heal them, and they could be filled with the Holy Spirit by laying on hands. And Simon the sorcerer seen dollar signs. He did not see the spiritual side of salvation and deliverance, but actually what he's seen is dollar signs. And this is why he offered money, so he could have also the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 19, saying, give me also the power that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said unto him, your money perish with you, because you have taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money. So this is a believer that was baptized, and he believed and followed Philip. But look what Peter said. Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Amen. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Peter telling him he has no part in the Holy Spirit whatsoever, because his heart is not right with God. Amen. Give me a second. I'm going to drink some water. Verse 22. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness. Peter is telling Simon the sorcerer, repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray to God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Verse 23. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. So he's in the gall of bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity. As we can see clearly and see from the scripture that Simon the sorcerer was not repentant from his sinful evil ways, but yes, the scripture tells us that he did believe and he did get baptized. Then verse 13, as it says in verse 13, then Simon himself believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. Amen. So going back to Acts chapter 8, verse 24, then answered Simon and said, pray you to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken of come upon me. Peter said to Simon, for him to pray to God and for him to repent, but Simon did not pray and he did not repent it, and he asked Peter to pray for him, but not realizing that Peter cannot repent for Simon. He has to do the repenting. He has to ask for the Lord to forgive him. This is his doing, but he rather not repent and ask the Lord and ask Peter. Verse 25, and they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. So on their way back to Jerusalem, they stopped in many villages and they continued in preaching the gospel. Amen. 26. And an angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Now Philip, in his obedience to God, did not ask any questions like, Lord, where are you sending me in the desert? Why do you want me to go in the desert? He did not ask any questions. He arose and he left and went where God told him to go. Amen. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an Enoch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, whom had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Amen. The eunuch came to Jerusalem to worship. Verse 29. Was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran there to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he's asking a question, do you understand the scripture? He's asking Philip, and Philip is asking him, I'm sorry, Philip is asking him, do you understand the scripture you're reading? Verse 31. And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he described Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. Amen. Of course, we know he's talking, Isaiah is prophesying about Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Verse 33. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh this prophet, of himself or some other man? Verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him about Jesus Christ. He preached Jesus Christ to the eunuch. Verse 36. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What do it hinder me to be baptized?" In other words, we got water here. He wants to be baptized, and what's to stop him from being baptized? And Philip said, "If thou believe it with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Amen. Glory goes to God. And he commanded that the chariot stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. Amen. So the Holy Spirit took Philip on his way, and the eunuch was rejoicing. Verse 40. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. So what happened in Samaria is an example of what is and had been happening all over the world. Paul, for instance, who was Saul, approving of the martyr of Stephen and getting ready to go on his way to the road on Damascus to persecute many Christians as he kept fighting. But God had other plans for Saul. Paul was not just called, but he was a chosen vessel. And we could see that, and I'm going to read just a small portion in Acts chapter 9, verse 1. And Saul yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest, unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard the voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me?" Amen. And then if we go to Acts chapter 9, verse 15, it says, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way." This is the person that God sent to Saul. "Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." Amen. So God had a very important mission for Paul. And it also says, "For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." So Paul had his own idea of where he's going to persecute the Christians, but God had his own plan, and God chose Paul to be a chosen vessel to preach the gospel and to bear Jesus' name, God's name, and to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, to kings, and the children of Israel. And Paul must also suffer many things for the namesake of Jesus Christ. In verse 3 and 4, we can clearly see that God uses persecution of the church to spread the gospel. In other words, what Satan meant for evil, God turns it around and uses it for good. Amen. In verse 5, Philip, being obedient to God and full of the Holy Spirit, went down to the city in Samaria to preach Christ and the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. People seen the miracles and heard the word of God and was baptized and was delivered from sicknesses, diseases, demons, unclean spirits. And in verse 8, there was great joy in that city. How could there not be? Amen. There was Simon, the unrepentant sorcerer who wanted to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit, who was not repentant and believed and was also baptized. But there was a certain man called Simon which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, it says. It was him that bewitched the people, giving out that himself was some great one. To whom they all heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man has the great power of God. And him they had regard, because that long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. It is said that Simon was a believer and baptized, but Peter rebuked him. But Peter said in verse 20, Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Simon believed, but was said to him by Peter that he was not to have any part or portion of the gospel or the Holy Spirit. Simon believed, and was that in his heart is not right in the sight of God. Peter said to Simon, I perceive that thou art in gall and bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. But wait a minute. Some people today that call themselves Christians, and some today might even say, we are to love everybody and not to judge. And if this would happen in the church this Sunday when you go to church, and if something like this would happen, some of you will say, well, it's not right. Who are we to judge? We shouldn't judge a Simon, and we should love Simon. But Peter rebuked him and told him to repent, because he and his money will perish. Amen? I know there's a lot of people out there that would say, we shouldn't judge Simon, and we should love Simon. But the Word of God tells us that we should judge, and judge righteously, and judge a person by their fruit. Amen? Glory goes to God. In verse 14-17, it says, God sent unto them Peter and John, whom, when they were come down, and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was not fallen upon them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And an angel of the Lord told Philip to go minister to the eunuch, and Philip obeyed. So you could see the different characters that we could see in one chapter, Acts chapter 8, many different characters. But why is it so important for us, when we do hear the Word of God, that we pay attention and not only hear it, but hold on to it and believe it, and not be hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word? It's very, extremely important, and we can read that in Matthew 13, starting at verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of God is like unto a man which sowed good seed in the field. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So what it's saying, of course, the seed is the Word of God. And when the seed was planted, and tares was planted by the enemy, but in due time, the wheat began to grow and show its fruit. And you could see the fruit from the wheat. The tares also grew, but the tares have no fruit. So we are to judge, and judge by the fruit. And it is important to hear the Word of God and grow in the Word of God and apply the Word to us. Amen. The wheat grew fruit, but the tares have no fruit. Verse 27, so the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in the field? From whence then had the tares? Where did the tares come from? He said unto them, An enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? The servants actually go gather up the tares. In verse 29, he said, But he said, No, least while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let them grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather together first the tares, bind them up in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. In verse 13, Matthew 13:36, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, that Jesus Christ. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Verse 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, that they shall gather out of the kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall there be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who had ears, let him hear. Let him hear. Amen. Glory goes to God. And also, we have a scripture in Luke chapter 8, starting at verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and came to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it, and some fell upon rock. And as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Amen. Now, Jesus is telling us the different types here, where the seed fell, what kind of ground, and the different types here. Amen. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprung up and bear fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that had ears to hear, let him hear. His disciples asked, saying, What might this parable be? And he said unto you, It is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then there cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, but for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. This particular one here reminds me of Simon the sorcerer. He believed and was baptized for a while, but when temptation came, they fall away. And that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and choke with cares of the riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit or perfection. Amen. And there are those that hear the word, they believe, but they're among the tares, and the cares of the world choke them. But that on the good ground are they, which in honest and good heart have heard the word, and keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Amen. I'm going to read that part again. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, they keep it and bring forth fruit, patience. Amen. What does that mean? They had a good heart and they received the word with a good heart, and they took the word serious, and they planted, the word was planted in their heart, and they grew. They applied the word to themselves, and they held on to the word, and they held it in there, and they bring forth much fruit with patience. Amen. The seed, the word of God, has fallen on good ground. What is good ground? To have an honest and good heart, and to hear the word and keep the word. Amen. We have to first apply the word to ourselves, to our lives, and examine ourselves and see if we're lacking and where we're lacking, and grow in the word with a pure heart and an honest heart and ourselves, and apply the word to ourselves and keep the word. Amen. Now we need patience and let it bring forth much fruit. And this is the word for today. And I pray that everybody that heard the word today would open their eyes and their ears and prepare their hearts to receive the word, and the word would be planted in your heart and grow and bring forth much fruit. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen and amen. Nancy, back to you. Sister Nancy?
Yes. Amen. I'm here. I just had a little technical difficulties. Well, praise God, Barney. That was a blessing of a word. Very, very strong, very, very powerful. I'm going to open up the lines for a few minutes. God bless you. If anybody has a question or a comment about the word only, please, God bless you, press number one. We're taking questions. Okay, amen. Praise God. Well, we got someone online right now. 720-535. God bless you, caller. You're on air.
Thank you, and God bless you guys. I would like to, ask a little information and share a little bit what I've got tonight from the message.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Amen. So this is what
Amen.
I got. This goes for all people, no matter how old they are, about the Holy Spirit and Jesus. If our hearts is not right with God, and if we do not repent, then God and the Holy Spirit is not in us. He's not made right in us because it's our fault. But if we pray and repent and believe, and if the love of God is in us, we will obey his commandments, and then he will live in us, and then we could overcome sin in our lives. So, amen. And this is what I got out of it. And yes, I believe that every Christian needs to do our best to pray and to ask the Holy Spirit and ask Jesus in their lives to help them, to ask for God's wisdom. Because without God's wisdom, we won't be able to do this. We need to hold on to God, the Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and we need the Holy Spirit because it's very important and powerful. And yes, we are humans, we're in the flesh, but we need the Holy Spirit every day of our lives, because the Holy Spirit was given to us by the Father that will help us, teach us, and convict us of all things of His truth.
That's
Amen.
Right.
It's a pretty
That's
good
right.
message you
Amen.
Guys put out tonight, and this is what I got out of it. Praise God.
Amen. Glory goes to God. That's right. We have to be convicted of sin by the Holy Spirit, and Jesus sends us the Spirit of truth, to convict the world of sin so that they may come to repentance and believe in the Son of God, and we must be converted. And that could only happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Which
Amen.
Is why God sent Peter and John to lay hands on the people that they may receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory
Amen.
Goes to God.
Yes. Yes.
It's very
we welcome
important.
You, Holy Spirit. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yep.
Amen.
That's right. Thank you for
Praise
the
God.
Comment. God bless you.
God bless you guys too.
Praise God. Does anybody else have a question or a comment or something they'd like to add to this? God bless you. Press number one on your keypad and I'll bring you up on air. God bless you. All right. Well, praise God. I have to say that, yeah, you know, the Holy Spirit, this is going to be a little harsh what I'm going to say, but, you know, if you get baptized and you don't receive the Holy Spirit, if you're not baptized in both water and spirit, it's very important that we receive the Spirit when we're being baptized and receive the Spirit of God when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So without the Spirit, how can you be led and guided? How would you know right from wrong? Where would your knowledge and wisdom come from? How would you know to get convicted like Brother Barney said, like Buddha said, God bless her? The Spirit is what actually takes over the flesh. You become a new creation. So, you know, that's what I got out of it. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't get convicted. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't live. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't have God. We don't have Jesus. We have to have that before we can receive anything else in our lives. Amen. That's what I got out of it, Barney. God bless you.
Amen. Very, very good. And you brought up an important point, Nancy. Because Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. You have to be born of water and of spirit. And this could only happen by the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, it's very important that we literally focus and direct our questions and our comments to the word itself. So praise God. When you come up and you say you got something out of it, that means you got fed. You got fed. The Lord planted the seed. He intervened through you. And he planted the seed of his word in you. Praise God. Amen. And you can only capture that and receive that. Why, Barney? Because we have the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's right.
Praise God.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. He is our helper. Mm-hmm. And also, this is what Jesus meant, where he said, I am the tree, I am the vine, and you are the branch. Without me, you can do nothing. And that's what he meant. We have to remain in him. We could do nothing without him. And what does it mean? Well, we have to be in the Spirit. We have to have the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know, Barney, for some reason the thought came in my mind. There's a lot of Christians, I'm going to say Christians, that are saying, well, we are Christian and, you know, we have the Holy Spirit. And, well, you know, some of the Christians, they don't have the truth. Some of them are actually, you know, believing and saying what they think is right from the Bible. But if you have a discerned spirit, if you have a true spirit, and it's from God, then you would understand everything, and you would understand that the Bible, the Word of God, will not change. It's not there there's a word I'm looking for, Barney, for the word, where
the
they
same.
Say that the word
the
of
word
God
is the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes.
Amen. Amen.
God still
That's
requires
it.
Repentance. Repentance is required. I don't care how much people say and think you cannot judge and God loves us. That's all true. God loves everybody. But nevertheless, it says God is a lovable God, a merciful God, but he still was and is and always will be a just God. And in order for him to be a just God, he has to judge sin. And this is why repentance is required. And that's why also he's a merciful God and a loving God and a just God. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed. Amen?
Amen, yes. Yes. So if you can't see the word the way it is meant to be read, yes, I understand that there's a lot that you know, they actually take the word and they're going by their own emotions. Well, you have to understand that God, the Lord wants us to see what he wants us to see, not what we're supposed to see. And how are we going to see what the Lord wants us to see? By a discerned spirit. That's where your duho, your spirit comes in, to feel, to touch, to understand the truth. Amen. That's what I have to say. Sorry. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Well, God bless you guys, too. We read in the scriptures, there's many different types. And the parable of the sower, Jesus Christ explained to the disciples. Many received the word gladly. Many believed the word, just like Simon the sorcerer. Many are baptized, but the truth is not in them. There's no repentance in them, and they're not filled with the Holy Spirit. You have to be born again to enter the kingdom of God, and that is to be converted. And that only comes from being full with the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God, Barney. Well, we do have a few more minutes of time. I'm going to give our announcements. If there is any other questions, please press number one on your keypad, and we'll be more than welcome to bring you up on board, up on air, however you want to call it. God bless you. I think we do have another. Yes, we do. Praise God. 505-339, you're on air. God bless you.
I was going to say, as we should understand the scriptures this week, Jesus said, I will not leave you as, he said, I will not leave you as orphans. Meaning he gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus with us forever.
That's right. Yes. Amen.
Well, amen.
That's correct.
Praise
100%.
God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Valda. God bless you. Is there anybody else? We do have a few more minutes. We'd be more than welcome to take your call. God bless you. If you have anything that you'd like to share on this message tonight, praise God. Glory goes to God. Just press number one. All right, Barney, I believe that we are quite finished with our calls. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we go to our announcements?
I know there's people listening, and some of them, Rajan maybe, or something, they don't want to ask questions. But I pray, touches, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that this word really penetrates their hearts, and they would be convicted, and really they would be converted to the power of the Holy Spirit and come to the knowledge and saving grace and truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and worship God and praise God in spirit and in truth. And that's why we're here, to preach the truth. Amen? And share the word with others the way it says in the Bible. We're not here to sugarcoat and make you feel good for a few days, a day, an hour, and they ask somebody, actually, what was the word about? Well, an hour later, I forgot. Well, this word is supposed to penetrate our heart, and we're supposed to hold on to it and grow in it and apply the word to ourselves and examine ourselves with the word of God and also with the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So that's all I have to say. Glory goes to God. Amen. God bless you guys.
Well, God bless you too, Brian. God bless you. Well, let's get, we have just like maybe a minute. I just want to say everybody, God bless you all. We love you all in the love of the Lord. Keep coming in. Get fed. Get blessed by the word. And allow the Lord to plant that seed of good fruit that we may all get bear good fruit. And please join us 3 days out of the week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain, and 8 o'clock Pacific time. So please write down those timings, and you could reach us on Instagram also, Twitter, Facebook, we're there, Sword of the Spirit Ministry, or just pray with faith, and you will see the post and the timing in the days. And we want to say God bless you all. Amen. Barney, you want to say goodnight to the people?
Yes, thank you all for joining us, and I want to leave you guys with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Good night to all, and God bless you.
Good night, Barney. God bless you and your wife.
Good night, Nancy. God bless you and your husband.
Amen. Good night, everybody. See you all on Monday. Bye.
And God bless our listeners and our callers. Good night. God bless.
Amen. Thank you.